He was in a constant state of spasm. So his quad in particular, it would spasm. You could see it, this indent in his leg, and then it would spasm out around it, and it would last for hours. Like I say, you could see it, you could feel it. It was so hard, and you can only imagine what a Charlie horse feels like. And this went on for days, hours, weeks, months, and there was no reprieve.
So you're standing in the middle of the thunder and light.
He couldn't walk. He couldn't get up over the stairs. He couldn't get out of the bathtub on his own.
I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying.
He couldn't go to school because there was no possibility of him being able to sit for any period of time.
It's hard to keep on keeping on when you're being pushed around.
He was basically in his bed every day, all day. And we didn't know if that was going to be his life. We were so afraid that he had no quality of life. It was devastating.
Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day.
He was trapped in his body. He was trapped in his pain.
Just like every storm runs out of rain.
Every morning you would get up. Schooling was not even an option. So you wanted him to go to school, but you knew that it just couldn't happen. So he wasn't learning. He wasn't socializing. He was in constant pain. And your whole life becomes about that.
So hold your head up and tell yourself that there's something more.
Every day, all day, was about Josh's pain. You just wanted him to be free of it. You just wanted him to have a functioning life of some sort, and we couldn't do it. And you're so helpless just to watch him deteriorate. And we were fishing for answers anywhere. We'd bring him back to hospital. We'd make calls. We would do research online. And there was nothing. It frustrating doesn't even begin to describe it, because you're just helpless to watch your child deteriorate.
Every storm runs out of rain.
I can't imagine what he was going through. Everywhere we reached, there was no answers. It was like he was slipping away every day. You could just see him losing faith and losing hope. He was not in a good place. We couldn't get him up over stairs, and we had no diagnosis. We felt hopeless, and there was many a days that we thought we'd just pack everything up and just leave and just try and find help somewhere. The infrastructure is not here to recognize it, to treat it, to even just give us any answers, until we met one physician. I think he was coping the best he could. So that had been almost the better part of a year. And finally one day I told him, I said, we're going out to Merge. I want you to put on the worst pain face that you can, and we're not leaving. And they admitted him to hospital. We were lucky enough, you know, there was a parade of physicians who came through, and one rheumatologist came in, Dr. Paul Dancy. And in 2 minutes, he looked at him, he said, I know what this is. They did the biopsy on his leg and confirmed it. It's so very rare. It falls under a form of juvenile arthritis, and it's called sclerodermis, which is basically a connective tissue disorder. His is linear, so it starts at the hip and it follows a path almost very like down his leg. So it would spread, it would grow, and it could actually go all the way to the bottom of his foot and cause contractures. And the skin disorder, it can actually go not just through like tissue on the top, but it goes all the way down through the fascia, the muscle, and it could go all the way to the bone. So it gets very deep. So the damage that had happened over the course of that time had caused that problem in a linear fashion right down his right thigh. So we started in on immunosuppressive therapy right away. So it's basically trying to just suppress your immune system to stop attacking the skin.
Set you free.
First of all, yeah, we were just relieved to at least have a diagnosis. But then on the other end, you think to yourself, then that could cause some disability, which it had. It was scary. It was scary for Josh. It was scary for our whole family to look at, you know, he could be disabled for the rest of his life. Would he be? Would he be in pain? You know, how do we move forward? You know, he had treatment, went into remission, but unfortunately the pain didn't go away. Some damage had been done. I think we had built this up to be the end of it, and it wasn't, because the pain stayed. We came to a point with his rheumatologist who said we can't get his pain under control. We had tried everything. We Botox injections into the muscle. We had tried morphine and narcotics and light therapy, you know, rehab, physiotherapy. Nothing was working. Darshula was starting to get into a shutdown mode, even at that point. He'd almost given up. No, I shouldn't say given up, but we'd been to so many doctors, no one had any answers. We'd go back and forth and back and forth. And I think that he was losing faith in the process, that this was it or that they could fix it. So he went to hospital and we met with an anesthesiologist. His name was Dr. Peter Collins. And he had done a rotation, luckily for us, at Alberta Children's Hospital. And he had seen the program work with a multidisciplinary team that had really helped children. And he thought Josh would be a good candidate for something like this, that they really helped children deal with chronic pain, because at this point it was very complex. Josh's pain had progressed from acute to clearly complex. If you mentioned the word spasm, Josh would have a spasm and you could actually physically see it manifest. It was unbelievable. He was at the point that, and he's very mature for his age, I think because of what he's been through, but he would do anything to make it stop. So he was at that point that whatever it would take, he didn't care. It was like, I will do it. It didn't even take a second thought. We traveled from Newfoundland to Calgary and we did find the answers and we did find the help that we needed there.